the world. Behind the Black, 13 years of commenting on the growth of commercial space and the shutdown of big space, or at least the abridging of big space. Part of that story is big astronomy as well. Bob, what is Arecibo? What's happened?
The Arecibo radio telescope, as you might remember, John, crashed. It didn't really crash. Well, its antenna crashed on top of the antenna itself a few years ago. It basically became defunct. It wasn't maintained properly by the National Science Foundation, and the National Science Foundation really wanted to get rid of it anyway, so they didn't maintain it. So they crashed to the ground and became unusable. And so what's basically going on now is the NSF is proceeding with the final closeout of all science research at Arecibo. This is in Puerto Rico. The main antenna hasn't been functioning, but there's a few other instruments that have been obtaining science data for the last few years, and they are now closing all those out, or they'll be letting go all the scientists on staff as of mid-August. They plan to turn the visitor center there into a science education facility, but nobody I know that knows anything about Puerto Rico thinks this makes any sense. It's a remote location. There'll be no scientists working there because there's no science possible. And so who's going to go there for science education? It won't make any sense. And so that's basically, you know, payoff for closing down this facility, John.
The extra large telescope, ELT, in Chile. How's it doing?
This is the extremely large telescope. It's a strange name. But ELT is now celebrating the halfway point in its construction. And it will be a 39-meter mirror, the largest ever built, about four times larger than the biggest one that exists today, the 10-meter telescope in the Canary Islands. That's 127 feet across for the main mirror. And the mirror is really made up of many segments, so it's not one big piece. It's many different segments, and a lot of big telescopes are generally built this way. It is expecting to begin operations in 2028. By the time it begins operations, we'll also have the 21-meter giant Magellan telescope operating in Chile. Unfortunately, the 30-meter telescope, which was supposed to be operational now, is 8 years after its construction was supposed to start. It's unstarted because of protests in Hawaii, and I don't think it'll ever get built. But the extremely large is halfway to completion, John.
To the planet Mars, to Curiosity on Mount Sharp. You have a picture, Bob.
Yes, another great panorama of the mountains that Curiosity is roaming through to get a sense of and an update about what it's been doing and where it's going. Once again, you go to Behind the Black and look at the panorama. It's really, this is exploration in the mountains, and we've never done this before with any rover or manned mission. And so we get to see an alien planet from the ground view, John.
And really sightseeing cool. In Valles Marineris. What are you seeing?
This is quick. This is the Valles Marineris is the Grand Canyon of the solar system. It's much bigger than the Grand Canyon. And so I showed a picture of a mesa inside the canyon, and this mesa is about 5,000 feet high, and yet it would be lost on Earth in that canyon. If you stood there, you could barely see the rim on either side, John.
Bob Zimmerman, 13 years of Behind the Black. More to come. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.